Nehemiah chapter 4. When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stone back to life from those heaps of rubble, burn as they are?" Tobiah, the Ammonite who was at his side, said, "What they are building, even a fox climbing up on it will break down their walls of stones. Hear us, our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders." So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their hearts. But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the people of Ashdod heard that the repairs of Jerusalem's wall had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet these threats. Meanwhile, the people in Jerusalem said, "The strength of the laborers is giving out. There is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." Also, our enemies said, "Before they know it or see us, we'll be right there amongst them and we'll kill them and put an end to the work." Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, "Wherever you turn, they will attack us." Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes." When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plots and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other, and each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "The work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us." So we continued the work with half the men holding spears from the first light of dawn till the stars came out. At that time, I also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night so they can serve as guards by night and as workers by day. Neither I, nor my brothers, nor my men, nor the guards with me took off our clothes. Each had his weapons, even when he went for water. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Gloire à Dieu.
Amen.
Prends un partenaire, s'il te plaît, que ce soit une personne avec qui tu n'as pas encore partagé depuis qu'on est là. Ne te contente pas de ton voisin permanent.
Get a partner, please. Let it be someone you've never shared since you are here. Don't be contented with your neighbor.
Change de voisin.
Change your neighbor.
Depuis que tu pries, il ne fait que fumer le chambre.
Or he makes you to see your children and one of your child
voilà
is a rascal.
Qui a la grossesse.
Since you've been praying,
si tes prières pouvaient faire quelque chose,
Indian herb. And or
le diable va se
moquer. Who is pregnant.
Sache que c'est une arme pour lui.
The devil will mock you. Know that it's a weapon for him.
Ne te laisse plus affaiblir.
And don't allow yourself to be weakened.
Ce n'est pas
anymore.
Le hasard. Il te vise.
He's aiming
Résiste.
At you. Resist him.
Il se moqua.
He mocked.
Il se moqua.
He mocked.
Et puis il continue.
And he continues.
Toujours au verset 2.
Still in verse 2.
À quoi travaillent ces Juifs impuissants?
What are those feeble Jews doing?
S'ils savaient qu'ils étaient impuissants, s'ils sont si impuissants, pourquoi ça le dérange?
If they are feeble, why is he disturbed?
Pourquoi ça le dérange? Ça le dérange, non?
It disturbs him.
Quand quelqu'un est impuissant, tout ce qu'il fait n'aura aucun impact.
When someone is feeble, all he does will have no impact.
Et pourquoi il prend la peine de venir s'en occuper?
Why does he take the time to bother about it?
Ça veut dire qu'ils ne sont pas autant impuissants.
It means that they are not that feeble.
Les laissera-t-on faire? Sacrifieront-ils? Vont-ils achever? Redonneront-ils vie à des pierres ensevelies sous des monceaux de poussière et consumés par le feu?
Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burnt as they are?
L'ennemi révèle son but.
The enemy reveals his goal.
En disant ça, ils sont en train de trahir ce qui les dérange.
By saying this, they are betraying what disturbs them.
Et ils sont en même temps en train de trahir ce qu'ils visent comme objectif.
And they are also saying, they are also betraying what they aim at as objective.
Frère, quand tu fixes un but,
brother, when you set a goal,
tu as fixé aussi un but pour le diable.
You've equally set a goal for the devil.
Ton but, c'est le but du diable.
Your goal is the devil's goal.
C'est le même but.
It's the same goal.
Toi pour l'accomplir,
yours
lui
is
pour
to
le
accomplish
détruire.
It. His is to destroy it.
Les laissera-t-on faire? Sacrifieront-ils? Tu dois sacrifier. Et le diable vise à t'empêcher de sacrifier.
You must sacrifice. And the devil aims at preventing you from sacrificing.
Vont-ils achever? Tu dois achever. Et le but du diable, c'est t'empêcher d'achever.
Will they restore their wall? You have to restore it. You have to finish. And the devil's goal is
redonneront-ils
to prevent
you. Redonneront-ils vie à des pierres ensevelies sous des monceaux de pierres et consumés par le feu? C'est ça qu'ils étaient en train de faire et c'est ça que le diable visait à détruire.
Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burnt as they are? That's what they were trying to do and that's what the devil was trying to destroy.
Ton but,
your goal.
Le diable ne fait rien.
The devil does
Il attend que tu fixes ton but.
He just wait for you
et
to
ça devient
set
son
goal,
but
and it becomes his goal
pour le détruire.
To destroy.
Donc s'il y a opposition,
so if there's opposition,
ne soyons pas surpris.
Let's not be surprised.
Ne soyons pas surpris.
Let's not be surprised.
Et comment est-ce que Néhémie a répondu à cela?
And how did Nehemiah respond to that?
Par la prière.
Through prayer.
Si on se moque de toi,
if you are mocked,
ne réponds pas aux moqueurs.
Don't respond to the mockers.
Entre dans le lieu de prière.
Go to the place of prayer.
Parle à ton Dieu.
Speak to your God.
Prie.
Pray.
Imite Néhémie.
Imitate Nehemiah.
Imite Néhémie.
Imitate Nehemiah.
Néhémie a prié.
Nehemiah prayed.
Et il s'en est tenu à cela.
And he stood to that.
Verset 6.
In verse 6.
Nous rebâtîmes la muraille qui fut partout achevée jusqu'à la moitié de sa hauteur. Et le peuple prit à cœur ce travail.
So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart.
Peut-être que ta chambre de prière est déjà couverte à la moitié, 12 heures sur 24.
Maybe your prayer room is covered halfway, 12 hours on 24.
Tu es en train de faire du progrès.
You are making progress.
N'écoute pas les histoires.
Don't listen to stories.
Persévère.
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 Ou alors tu as dépassé la moitié.
Or you've gone above.
Persévère.
Persévère.
Ou tu n'es même pas encore à la moitié.
Or you are not even yet halfway gone.
Continue.
Continue.
Alléluia.
Amen.
Et au verset 7.
And in verse 7.
L'ennemi se renforce.
The enemy strengthens himself.
Au verset 1, c'était Sanballat qui a appris et il s'est irrité.
In verse 1, Sanballat heard and he got angry.
Verset 3, Tobija l'ammonite était à côté de lui.
In verse 3,
et lui aussi il est entré.
Tobiah the Ammonite was at his side.
Mais au verset 7,
but in verse 7,
Sanballat, Tobija, les Arabes,
the Arabs,
les Ammonites,
the Ammonites,
les Asdoniens,
and the men of
Asdod. Vous voyez comment l'ennemi se renforce?
Do you see how the enemy strengthens his ranks?
L'ennemi cherche le renfort.
The enemy strengthens his
Il
ranks.
Il ne relâche pas.
He will not give up.
Il y a eu la moquerie.
There was mockery.
La prière a répondu.
Prayer
le travail a avancé.
The work advanced.
Ok, la moquerie n'a pas marché.
Mockery did not work.
Le diable va chercher le renfort.
The devil go and seek for.
Ils sont déjà combien maintenant? Combien de partenaires? Sanballat, Tobija, Arabes, les Arabes, les Ammonites, les Asdoniens.
Sanballat, Tobija, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Asdod.
Ils furent très irrités.
They became very angry.
En apprenant que la réparation des murs avançait et que les brèches commençaient à se fermer.
As they heard that the wall was the building of the wall was moving ahead and the gaps were being closed.
Ils se liguèrent tous ensemble.
They all plotted together.
Pour venir attaquer Jérusalem.
To come and fight against
et lui
Jerusalem.
Causer du dommage.
And stir up trouble against it.
Une fois de plus, la prière.
Once more, prayer.
La prière.
Prayer.
Et cette fois, la prière renforcée aussi.
And this time, prayer reinforced.
Nous
also.
Verset 9. Nous priâmes notre Dieu et nous établîmes une garde jour et nuit. Alléluia.
Amen. Verse 9. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night.
Jour et nuit.
Day and night.
Pour défendre, pour nous défendre contre leurs attaques.
To meet this threat.
L'ennemi se renforce.
The enemy reinforces himself.
Nous aussi, on doit se renforcer.
We too, we must reinforce ourselves.
On ajoute la prière.
We increase
le
prayer.
Jour, la nuit.
In the day and the night.
On ajoute l'intensité.
We increase, we
on
add intensity.
On ajoute les prières.
We add those who are praying.
Gloire à Dieu.
Amen.
Une fois de plus, l'ennemi a été vaincu.
Once more, the enemy was overcome.
Maintenant, il change de tactique.
Now he changes his tactics.
La moquerie n'a pas marché.
Mockery did not work.
Verset 10.
Verse 10.
Cependant, Judas disait, les forces manquent à ceux qui portent les fardeaux et les décombres sont considérables. Nous ne pourrons pas bâtir la muraille.
Meanwhile, the people in Judah said,
nous ne pourrons pas. Je ne peux pas.
I cannot.
Je ne peux pas.
I cannot.
Je ne peux pas faire la chaîne de prière.
I cannot do the prayer.
Quand est-ce que j'aurai 24 heures sur 24?
When will I be able to do
je ne peux pas avoir une assemblée de 50.
I cannot have a house
depuis
of 50
que j'évangélise,
for long I've
je gagne les âmes. Elles viennent et
repartent.
Elles viennent le découragement.
Discouragement.
Après la moquerie,
after mockery,
une arme forte de l'ennemi,
a strong weapon of the enemy,
c'est le découragement.
Discouragement.
Après les attaques de l'extérieur,
after external attacks,
une arme forte de l'ennemi,
a strong weapon of the enemy,
c'est attaquer. attaquer de l'intérieur.
Is to attack from inside.
Est-ce que tu es découragé dans le travail que Dieu t'a confié?
Are you discouraged in the work God has given you?
Tu es ministre de Dieu pour amener les gens à la guérison.
You are a minister of God to bring people to healing.
Tu pries, les malades te regardent comme ça.
The sick looks at you like that.
Tu cries pour chasser les démons, ils reviennent.
You cry out to cast demons out.
Tu évangélises depuis, tu n'as qu'une petite poignée.
You evangelize for long and just a few people.
Sache que le découragement,
know that discouragement,
c'est une arme de l'ennemi.
It's a weapon of the enemy.
Quand d'autres armes ont raté,
when
n'ont
other
pas
weapons
marché,
have failed and have
il
not worked,
sort celle-là.
He comes out with that other weapon.
Elle est souvent forte et puissante.
At times, it's very strong and powerful.
L'ennemi t'a-t-il atteint?
Has the enemy gotten to
avec
you?
Son arme puissante du découragement,
with his powerful weapon of discouragement,
c'est toi-même qui dis.
You are the one
que ce que Dieu t'a confié, tu ne peux plus le faire.
You
tu ne peux pas le faire.
That what God has given, confided in you, you can no longer do.
Est-ce que l'équipe s'est disloquée?
Has the team scattered?
Ou bien tu comptais sur un disciple fort qui t'a lâché?
Or you were counting on a very strong disciple
et tu es
who abandoned you and you're discouraged?
Quand est-ce que cela va se faire?
When will that be done?
Le découragement.
Discouragement.
Le découragement.
Discouragement.
Ne te laisse pas emporter par le découragement.
Don't allow yourself be carried away by
discouragement. Lève-toi comme Néhémie.
Rise up
et prie.
As Nehemiah and pray.
Lève-toi comme Néhémie.
Rise
et
up
prie.
Like Nehemiah and pray.
Au verset 13.
In verse 13.
C'est pourquoi je plaçais dans les enfoncements derrière la muraille et sur les terrains secs. Le peuple par famille, tous avec leurs épées, leurs lances et leurs arcs.
Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest point of the wall, at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears and bows.
Il a prié.
He prayed.
Et il a aussi posté des gardes.
And he posted guards.
Il a prié.
He prayed.
Il a aussi posté des gardes.
And he also posted guards.
Ça veut dire qu'il a pris des mesures pratiques.
It means that he put in practice. He took practical measures.
Et
and
plus bas, il dit, il a aussi parlé. Oui, c'est le verset 14.
In verse 14, he also spoke.
Je regardais et m'étant levé, je dis aux grands, aux magistrats et au reste du peuple, ne les craignez pas. Souvenez-vous du Seigneur, grand et redoutable, et combattez pour vos frères, pour vos fils, etc.
After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, and so on.
Il a pris en priant.
Why praying?
Il a pris des mesures pratiques.
He took practical
il a
measures.
Posté des gardes.
He posted
mais
the guards.
Il a aussi agi autrement.
But he also acted differently.
Il a encouragé son armée.
He encouraged his army.
Il leur a dit, tournez vos regards vers le Dieu à qui vous adressez les prières.
He told them, remember the Lord to whom you pray.
C'est le Dieu grand et redoutable.
He's the great and awesome.
Vous savez
God.
Comment il a prié au chapitre 1 là-bas?
You remember how he prayed in chapter 1?
C'était quel verset? Verset 5.
In verse 5.
Et je dis, ô Éternel, Dieu des cieux, Dieu grand et redoutable, toi qui gardes ton alliance et qui fais miséricorde à ceux qui t'aiment et qui observent tes commandements. Il avait les yeux sur le Dieu grand et redoutable.
In verse 5, then I said, that is chapter 1, ô Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands. So his eyes were fixed on the great and awesome God.
Souvenez-vous du Seigneur grand et redoutable.
Back to chapter 4. Remember the Lord who is
il
great and awesome.
Il relève le moral de son armée.
He uplifts
il
his army.
Il encourage ses coéquipiers.
He encourages his co-workers.
Combattez. Combattez.
Fight.
Frère.
Brother.
Encourage tes coéquipiers.
Encourage your co-workers.
Par des paroles.
By words,
qui vont les relever, qui vont les remonter.
That uplift them.
Par des dons.
Through gifts.
Par des en reconnaissant ce qu'ils ont fait.
By acknowledging what they have
les
done.
Les coéquipiers ont besoin d'être encouragés.
Your co-workers needs to be encouraged.
Et celui qui se décourage.
And who is discouraged?
C'est quelqu'un qui ne voit plus la grandeur du Dieu à qui il est en train de s'adresser.
Is the one who stops seeing the greatness of the God he's addressing.
C'est comme si son Dieu est devenu petit.
It seems as if his God has become small.
Comme lui-même il dit qu'il ne pourra pas, son Dieu aussi ne pourra pas.
Since he himself he says he cannot, his God also will not be able to.
Non.
No.
C'est le Dieu grand et redoutable.
He's a great and awesome God.
Refixe ta vision sur lui.
Fix your gaze once more on him.
Et redéfinis-le pour ceux qui sont avec toi.
And redefine him for those who are with you.
Pour qu'ils sachent que rien n'est impossible.
So that they will know that nothing is impossible.
Donc, prions et travaillons pratiquement.
So let's pray and let's work practically.
Pour la victoire.
For victory.
Celui qui prie seulement.
He who only prays.
Et qui ne travaille pas pratiquement.
And doesn't work practically.
Il va échouer.
He will fail.
Il est en train de tenter Dieu.
He's tempting God.
Parce qu'il n'est pas en train d'apporter sa contribution.
Because he's not bringing in his contribution.
Dieu agit avec notre coopération.
God acts with our cooperation.
Et celui qui agit seulement sans prier.
And he who only acts without praying.
Lui aussi va échouer.
He too will fail.
Parce qu'il est en train de faire preuve d'orgueil.
Because he's being proud.
Tu ne peux pas travailler sans prier.
You cannot walk without
praying. Tu es en train
praying.
De dire que Dieu ne sert à rien.
You are saying that God is useless.
Tu vas certainement échouer.
You will surely fail.
Faisons comme Néhémie.
Let's be like Nehemiah. Let's pray.
Et travaillons pratiquement.
And let's work practically.
Et nous allons réussir.
And we are going to succeed.
Dernière chose.
The last thing.
Chacun d'eux, en travaillant, avait son épée sainte autour des reins.
Each one, while working, had his sword around his waist.
Chacun d'eux, en travaillant, avait son épée sainte autour des reins.
Each one, while working, had his sword.
La parole,
the word,
c'est l'épée de l'esprit.
Is the sword of the spirit.
Nous devons avoir la parole.
We need to have the word.
Comme notre épée.
As our sword.
Pour résister à l'ennemi.
To resist the enemy.
Pour lui parler.
To talk back to him.
Pour faire comme le Seigneur Jésus avait fait.
To do as the Lord Jesus
had done. It is written. It is also written.
Il est écrit. Il est aussi écrit.
Le diable te dit quelque chose là-bas, tu lui dis une autre chose qui est dans l'écriture.
The devil tells you something that you tell him another thing that's in the scripture.
Chacun d'eux,
each one of them,
en travaillant,
while
avait
working,
son épée sainte autour des reins.
Had his sword at his side.
Chacun d'entre nous,
each one of us,
parce que pour la plupart, notre travail c'est la prière.
Because for most of us, our work is prayer.
Nous devons avoir notre épée sainte autour des reins.
We need to have our swords on our sides.
Nous devons avoir la parole de Dieu.
We need to have the word of God.
Pour la brandir à l'ennemi.
To brandish it to the enemy.
Quand il apparaît avec ses attaques multiples.
When he comes with his multiple attacks.
Pour lui ordonner de se taire.
To command him to shut up.
Parce que la parole.
Because the word.
Parce que nous tenons l'épée de la parole.
Because we have the sword of the word.
Il ne va pas nous vaincre.
He will not overcome us.
Nous allons le vaincre.
We are going to overcome him.
Par l'épée de l'esprit.
With the sword of the spirit.
Gloire à Dieu.
Amen.
Évidemment.
And of course,
nous devons grandir dans le travail dur.
We must grow in hard work.
Au verset 22.
In verse 22.
Dans ce même temps, je dis encore au peuple que chacun passe la nuit dans Jérusalem avec son serviteur. Faisons la garde pendant la nuit et travaillons pendant le jour.
At that time, I also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night, so that they can serve us as guards by night and workmen by day.
Verset 23. Et nous ne quittions point nos vêtements, ni moi, ni mes frères, ni mes serviteurs, ni les hommes de garde qui me suivaient. Chacun n'avait que ses armes et de l'eau.
Verse 23. Neither I, nor my brothers, nor my men, nor the guards with me, took off our clothes. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water.
Le travail dur.
Hard work.
Et toute une consécration qui suit notre engagement au travail que Dieu nous a confié.
And consecration that follows our commitment to the work God has given us.
Ils ne quittaient pas leurs vêtements.
They did not change their clothes.
Lui-même, ses frères,
his brothers,
ses serviteurs,
his servants,
les hommes de garde,
the guards,
tout le monde,
all of them,
la même consécration.
The same consecration.
Pour réussir.
To succeed.
Entraîne toute ton équipe.
Lead all your team.
Forme tous tes co-ouvriers.
Train all your co-workers.
Pour qu'ils fassent comme toi.
So that they'll do as you do.
Pour qu'ils cherchent Dieu comme toi.
So that they'll seek God as
pour
you do.
Pour qu'ils soient sérieux comme toi.
So that they'll be as serious as you are.
Consacrés comme toi.
So that they'll be as consecrated as you are.
Votre équipe va gagner. Votre équipe doit gagner.
Your team will win and your team must win.
et ton équipe doit gagner pour que nous tous, en tant que ministère, nous gagnions.
And your team must win so that all of us as a ministry should win.
Gloire à Dieu.
Amen.
Oh là là. Ok, on va arrêter.
You are going to stop.